Last September, the Florida Keys were under evacuation as Hurricane Irma took aim at the chain of islands that, on average, sit about 6 feet above sea level. Now, a year later, at the start of yet another hurricane season, the Florida Keys are still struggling to recover. Nan Klingener is the Florida Keys reporter for WLRN, and we spoke to her last year as evacuations were underway. She joins me again today to talk about the island's recovery. Nan, welcome back.
Thanks.
Give us an update. What's the impact of Hurricane Irma, and what part of the Keys was hit the hardest?
The impact was pretty much what you'd expect from a Category 4 hurricane. You know, really serious winds, and in a lot of areas, a lot of water. The area that was hit the hardest was the lower Keys, the area 20 to 30 miles away from Key West. Key West is at the very bottom, the end of the Florida Keys, and the Keys are an island chain that extends about 110 miles off the bottom of the Florida mainland.
Are there still people who've been displaced?
There definitely are still people who've been displaced. The storm either destroyed or caused major damage to a little more than 4,000 structures, mostly homes in the Keys. And a lot of those were mobile homes or ground level homes that were older and maybe not in such great shape. So it really impacted people in what passed for affordable housing around here.
What was the housing situation before the storm?
Yeah, the housing situation before the storm was pretty bad because we're a resort area. So like a lot of resort areas, housing is really expensive. And unlike a lot of resort areas, we don't have outlying areas. We're an island chain, so you can't just drive in from 20 miles away and work here. So that's always been a problem in the Keys for decades, and the storm made it a lot worse.
Was there any FEMA recovery for housing? Like, I'm sort of stunned that people are still displaced.
Yeah, there was FEMA recovery. There were a lot of people who were in hotel rooms for months and rental apartments that FEMA helped out with. And there were also some FEMA trailers in town. You know, that stuff doesn't last forever. And some people have just left town. They couldn't find a place that was affordable. For instance, I'll give you an example. And this is in Key West, which did not suffer major damage from the storm. But a friend of mine, who's actually a colleague, just got a new place. It's what she calls a micro studio. It's 230 square feet. It's $1,300 a month. And she felt really glad to get it. She felt really lucky.
230 square. That's almost a New York valuation.
Right. Yes, it does get like that around here.
So in terms of we just started hurricane season, are people better prepared for this hurricane season than they were for Irma?
Yes and no. Before Hurricane Irma, the last major hurricane to affect the Keys was Donna in 1960. And there was almost nobody left here who had gone through that. And now we have an entire population that's dealt with a Category 4 hurricane. But the problem is some people are still living in houses with blue tarps. Some people are still staying on their friends' couches. There are even people who are staying in tents in yards, and they are less prepared. They are far more vulnerable to even a tropical storm. So the county, I know, is really concerned about that. And also just the emotional energy and the financial capacity to deal with another storm, it would be really tough if we got hit again this year.
And I'm sure tourism plays a big role in the local economy there. Is the damage still obvious, and do you think this is going to have an impact on tourism?
It has had an impact on tourism. Key West, you would have no idea that a major hurricane had passed by us quite recently. And Key West is responsible for more than half of the tourism economy of the Keys. The rest of the Keys are getting better all the time, but it has had an impact just in finding workers who can staff the restaurants and the hotels and that sort of thing.
Nan Klingener is Florida Keys reporter for WLRN and joined us today from Key West. Nan, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.